Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray. Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
That music at home, I just don't have it.
I'm as pretty as a picture?
Right. I have floating down to Cotton Town.
All right. Well, then I'll settle for that.
All right. Then if you do Great Come and Get a Day, later this week, I'll do that one.
Okay. And then maybe as an encore, I'll do Floating Down the Old Green River.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Well, maybe we can make them make an all-music program. Come later in the week. All right, y'all.
Floating Down the Old Green River. Well... We are very busy today, and so is Leslie.
Leslie
and Tony.
This is the Bob and Ray. Barbara Angie is here, too, and the whole staff is getting their haircut. It's been 2 months now since Leslie was over here. And right now, Webley Webster is getting the treatment. And I think maybe a little
Not too far up in the rear, sir. I have what they call a very interesting bump. One of those lady head readers felt that bump one time and said that I might become a leader one day because of that bump.
Well, how's it work out?
Well, I'm not a leader yet, but the bump is still there.
Mm-hmm.
I got it when I walked into a door.
I thought you did one time here in the studio, didn't you?
That's another one. That's my nose.
Oh.
Now, this is the time I hit my head on my way in to have my head read.
Uh-huh.
No, a long time ago.
Well, they call that phrenology, don't they?
No, just a bump.
Oh. Leslie, I think you've taken enough off the right side there.
Okay, good.
Take a little bit off the left and a little more on the top, and I think you'll have it.
Not from you, though.
Huh?
Not from you on the top, right?
Me?
No.
Ray and I get our haircuts downstairs.
Bob, you want me to vacuum your piece?
Oh, look, yeah, that's very embarrassing to say that I have
a taupe.
A toupee. I don't wear one.
He doesn't wear one at all. It looks like it. It's just that his hair looks like it's been pasted on. How do you do that, Bob?
I paste it on.
Oh. I mean, that's
last
what...
Last 4 or 5 days.
That's what makes people think that it's a piece.
Having fun so far, audience?
Are you?
I'm an old cowhand. From the Rio Grande.
I think one of yesterday's audience is still here. Were you here yesterday, mister?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you know, we had the metal expert de-hypnotize everybody before
that
he left.
What's his name?
Bollinger was his
oh.
name.
Oh. Well, I want to get a hold of him.
You're still troubled with that post-hypnotic suggestion he left, huh?
Well, I was walking through the Lincoln Tunnel after the show... And a couple of cars were stuck in there. And every few minutes, I'd be saying, I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande. So I spent the night in one of your local hospitals.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, I tell
you... They left me out today, providing I don't say that anymore.
We can give you the doctor's address. You can go over and see him, have a consultation with him. Maybe he can... clear up the problem that you have.
Where is he located
just
at?
Just a few blocks from here.
Right.
You see us after the program. We can't give that advice.
I'd like to go now. I've seen one of your shows. That's enough to last me.
Yes, you did see yesterday.
Oh, it's like a, you know, like a circus.
Yeah.
You've seen one, you've seen them all.
Well, if you see that little thin fellow in the control room, he'll give you the address of Professor Follinger.
Who's that?
He's our director.
A fat guy?
The thin one.
Well, there's a thin one and a fat one.
Well, the fat one is the engineer.
No, he's our calorie cutter.
Oh, he is? Well, one of them has it anyway. They'll give it to you.
All right.
We can't be here.
Oh,
Larry, you're next. Yeah.
We went ahead and let Leslie go ahead without checking him, and Webby's falling asleep. And,
Leslie, you never know when to stop there.
Oh. I've taken that.
Webb, you've got... Well, wake up, Webb.
What?
Webb.
Oh, okay. Y'all cool?
Yeah, can we call you a crew cut now? Or that's all the stadium.
You ever heard of the old ugly?
Yeah, take a look.
Hey, boy. I'm going to sue you for every cent you got. This is the worst haircut that any man has ever been forced to wear on the street.
Well, it'll grow out in 6 or 8 weeks, I
think. Well, I always do, but that's too long.
About Christmas time, that's
a lot of big parties I'm supposed to attend now.
Well, can you wear a hat to them?
I'll be held up to ridicule. I'll be scorned by my neighbors.
I don't think so. If they know you, they appreciate you for what you are, not for what your haircut is.
Oh, yeah? I'd give out a haircut like this and see what your friends say?
No, I wouldn't be close to one of those.
No, you bet you wouldn't. It's okay for me to have one, boy.
Mary, you're next. You want to
no,
get in the chair?
No, I'm next. I let him get the haircut.
Well, I just don't
want to
get
the
haircut.
Well,
what do you think I got?
Well, wait a minute. Don't be fucking with that. Look, Fergie, you're going to start it out there. What's wrong with the barber?
It's the haircut that we're talking about.
Yeah,
I just don't think that I shouldn't be walking on the street like that.
Natalie is tired. She wasn't due in here today.
Natalie, hello.
Here Friday.
Hello,
Natalie. You've met Mary McGill.
How are you? Hi.
Good.
Hi.
It's the first time you two have met face to face, and
where did you get that dress? Oh, it's a little. I got a little print.
Natalie gives us our college and high school songs on Fridays. You know.
I know. I've heard it.
Mm-hmm. And Mary, Natalie gives us our recipes from time to time, and.
Well, I've been listening. I don't think I've heard one recipe since...
Well, she hasn't given one.
Oh, I think since 1952.
Yeah, that was about the last time she gave
I think
one.
That's the last time I heard her give a recipe.
You two probably have a lot to talk about. I know we have a lot to do
I
here.
I tell you, Bob, they may have a lot to talk about, but they're not going to do it here in front of a microphone.
That's what I meant. Will you get out, please, both
all
of
right.
you?
All right. Okay. Goodbye. Come on, Mary. I'll buy you a belt.
There they go, Mary and Natalie.
Good.
And this would be a good time to take a brief moment to remind you of a serious and important matter. This year, World Refugee Year, your contributions to religious overseas aid agencies count heavily. Among other services, each dollar you give makes available more than 300 pounds of U.S. surplus food for hungry people abroad. $1 for over 300 pounds of food. Give through Church World Service, Catholic Relief Services, or United Jewish Appeal. Keep faith with those in need overseas by giving through your faith.
Well, it's time to check with Arthur Schrank, who is out in California, Eureka. As a matter of fact,
You said it.
Visiting our great CBS affiliate there.
At Eureka.
K-I-N-S.
Yeah. That's where Wendell Adams hangs out.
Wendy?
Wendy, yes.
Oh, really? Terrific. I haven't seen him for a long time. A long time. Not since he was night manager there on the cafeteria here in town, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. So with those who said then, I never could see Wendell Adams.
Right.
And we, yeah, that's the way it goes.
Okay, if you're standing by, Arthur, come in, please, from Eureka, Calif.
Hi, everybody. Hey, it's swinging deal here today. It's a beautiful day in Eureka, California. I know the shadows of dusk have fallen over the eastern part of the United States. Oh, this is out of the track. But the sun is still shining here, just beginning to go down over the Pacific. Standing beside me at this KINS microphone. Okay, hi, everybody. This is out of the track. Standing next to me here at this KINS microphone is Wendell Adams, who run this wonderful CBS affiliated station here. And Mr. Adams has a wonderful surprise for all you listeners. Mr. Adams.
Thank you very much, Arthur J. Frank, and welcome to Eureka, California. We do have a surprise for you, and for all of you who are following the trophy train, I think it's a welcome addition to the activities you put on in behalf of Bob and Ray, because we have a local gentleman here whose program is very popular and who has rather an unusual talent, which is a hobby of his, and he's going to do a little bit of it for you. I'd like to have you shake hands, Arthur, with Proctor Pops.
Hello, Proctor.
How do you do? Proctor is a free imitator, and I think your fans are going to get a great deal of pleasure out of his little act. Will you give him a sample of that stuff that's made you so popular, Proctor?
All right, Mr. Adams.
First, I would like to do the stately Ponderosa Pine.
Watch this, a real crowd pleaser. You see that, Frank? Did you see how he stood up to his full height there and spread his arms much in the manner of a Ponderosa Pine?
I saw it.
All right, do another one, Doctor.
Now, the plaintive Weeping Willow.
Isn't that a sad one? Oh, that's good.
Well, that's...
Doctor, give him one. Give him a point in sumac.
All right, I usually do that as an encore.
Well, we don't have time enough for you to go off.
Look, don't touch me. Here I am.
Stand back, Frank. That's it.
Well, that's it.
You'd recognize that anywhere, wouldn't you, Frank?
Well, it's not for me to say. It's for me to listen and obey.
Or you may command one day.
Wallace, our smallest sister isn't... Hi, everybody. This is...
Come on, Doctor. We've been off the plane.
Go ahead, Wallace.
They're leaving.
Bye,
Arthur.
Goodbye, my small lass. Goodbye. 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 I wish you a last goodbye.
Thank you, Arthur Frank, for your fine coverage from Eureka, California, and thank you to Wendell Adams for playing along with
us. Delvin, I wonder if today I could play Jealousy. I've gotten a bad haircut now. Yeah. I think everything points now that this is the ideal opportunity for you to help rebuild my shattered morale.
Did you get the right shoes on?
Yeah.
Playing on them?
I always wear these shoes. They're bloopers.
Well, okay. I guess we don't have too much to do from here on out. I guess we could give him a chance, couldn't we, Lane?
Okay. Wembley Webster, then, ladies and gentlemen, at the organ, or at the console of the huge Bob and Ray pipe organ, and his Jealousy.
Salesman in just 10 seconds. And here's that word from a very good salesman.
Hello. I'm a good salesman, and I really have something for you.
But not now, please. This is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get worried.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Last, the famous Mandy, Monday through Friday evening on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for City Editor's Report next on KNX, AM and FM, CBS Radio, Los Angeles. What is the incredible pleasure and the inavoidable and merciless pain of the dope addict? The television to special documentary on narcotics, Hellflower. That's tomorrow night. Be on hand at the actual arrest of a dope peddler. A meeting of narcotics.